This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm stand on terrorism, asserting that there can be no double standards and compromise on the issue. Mr. Modi made the remarks in a joint press meeting after wide-ranging talks with his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in Kuala Lumpur today.
वैश्विक अस्थिरता के इस माहौल में भारत और मलेशिया की बढ़ती मित्रता दोनों देशों के लिए अत्यंत महत्वपूर्ण है। हमारा साझा मत है कि आज के चैलेंजेस का समाधान करने के लिए ग्लोबल इंस्टीट्यूशंस का रिफॉर्म बहुत जरूरी है। हम शांति के सभी प्रयासों का समर्थन करते रहेंगे और आतंकवाद पर हमारा संदेश स्पष्ट है, नो डबल स्टैंडर्ड्स, नो कॉम्प्रोमाइज।
Following the talks between the two leaders, several agreements, documents and memoranda of understanding were exchanged between India and Malaysia to boost cooperation in diverse sectors covering security, semiconductor, health and medicine, education, disaster management, combating and preventing corruption and audio-visual co-production. The Prime Minister reached Malaysia yesterday on a two-day visit. Mr. Modi has since left for Delhi after concluding his visit. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan today stressed that the India-US Interim Trade Agreement fully protects farmers' interests with key agricultural products kept out of the pact. The minister was addressing a press conference in Bhopal. Mr. Chauhan said no product harmful to the interest of Indian farmers has been included, asserting that national and farmers' interests remain paramount.
You will see that there is no tariff exemption on products like soybean, maize, rice, wheat, sugar, coarse grains, poultry, dairy, bananas, strawberries, cherries, citrus fruits, green peas, chickpeas, green gram, oil seeds, ethanol and tobacco. The biggest concern was that our main grains should remain safe, and all of them have been kept safe. Whether it is grains, major fruits or our dairy products, no door has been opened for them to America.
Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah is holding high-level meetings in Raipur today to review the security situation and assess progress of development projects in left-wing extremism-affected areas of Chhattisgarh. Senior officials of the central and state governments, along with representatives of security agencies, are participating in these meetings. In the evening, the Home Minister will attend the national conclave titled Chhattisgarh at 25, Shifting the Lens, in Raipur. The minister arrived in Raipur last evening on a three-day visit to Chhattisgarh. Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis today met the visiting Seychelles President Dr. Patrick Harmony at Taj Mahal Palace in Mumbai and held talks on various subjects. In a social media post, Mr. Fadnavis said that the areas of discussion included port-led development, coastal management and opportunities for enhanced collaboration between Maharashtra and Seychelles. He also extended wishes to Dr. Harmony and the people of Seychelles on the 50th year of independence celebrations and the 50th year of diplomatic relations between India and Seychelles. The Delhi government today flagged off 500 electric buses and launched the Delhi Panipat bus service in the national capital. Addressing the gathering, Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said the total number of buses in the national capital has now crossed over 4,000. She said the government has set a target to increase the fleet to 14,000 by 2028. She noted that a new electric vehicle policy will be introduced soon in Delhi to promote clean and environment-friendly transportation. In Bangladesh, former Water Resources Minister and senior Awami League leader Ramesh Chandra Sen died in custody at Dinajpur District Jail, raising fresh questions over country's worsening law and order situation and the treatment of elderly detainees. He was 85. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, New Zealand defeated Afghanistan by 5 wickets in a Group D clash in Chennai today. Electing to bat first, Afghanistan scored 182 for 6 in stipulated 20 overs, with Gulbadin Naib's fabulous innings of 63 runs in just 35 balls. And that is the end of this news bulletin.